弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace with you, our brothers and sisters.
感谢主再次带领我来到诸位当中分享神的话语。
Thank the Lord that I can be amongst you again to share God's word.
曾经有人这样说。
Back in the day, someone said this.
基督徒之间要彼此领会，不要彼此误会。
Between Christians, we must understand and not misunderstand.
要彼此肯定，不要彼此否定。
We need to affirm each other and not negate each other.
要彼此的慰问，不要彼此责问。
Show sympathy and not blaming each other.
要彼此的勉励，不要彼此的攻击。
We have to encourage each other and not attack each other.
要彼此饶恕，不要彼此怨恨。
We have to forgive and not hold grudges.
要彼此建立，不要彼此拆毁。
We have to build each other up instead of tearing each other down.
要彼此顺服，不要彼此对立。
We have to obey each other instead of being against each other.
要彼此相爱，不要彼此相争。
We have to love each other instead of fighting against each other.
要彼此舍己，不要彼此舍人。
We want to sacrifice ourselves instead of sacrificing others.
要彼此祷告，不要彼此控告。
We need to pray for each other instead of accusing one another.
你们阿门吗？
Do you amen to that?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们，让我们能够在耶稣基督里成为一体，成为一家人。
Lord, because of your love, we can be called brothers and sisters as a family member.
求你恩待我们，让我们今天在你的话语中同蒙造就。
May you bless us so that we can learn in your words today.
求主带领下面的时间。
May you guide us, guide our time.
求主你洁净你仆人的口，讲明圣经的奥秘。
May you cleanse your servant's mouth so that I can share your words to us.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 接着刚才所读的腓立门书。
So through the passage you just read in Philemon.
我要分享的题目是在主里同得益处。
I want to share this message, Benefits in the Lord.
相信大家都非常熟悉这一卷的经文。
I think everyone's pretty familiar with the passage.
今天我尝试用一个非常实际的一个方向，带领大家能够来学习这段的话语。
I want to use a very applicational way of learning this passage.
我们如何在主里同得益处呢？
How do we benefit together in the Lord?
根据这一章的经文，有三方面可以思想。
From this passage, there's three ways that we can look at this.
第一，本着信心摆上。
The first is offer up by faith.
第四节，保罗对腓立门说：“我祷告的时候提到你。”
In verse 4, Paul says to Philemon.
常为你感谢我的神。
I always thank my God as I remember you.
保罗为什么在祷告的时候常常的为腓立门感谢神呢？
Why does Paul say that?
答案在五到七节。
It is in verse 5 and verse 7.
因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
Because I hear about your love for all His holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus.
弟兄啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐。
Your love has given me great joy, and encouragement.
大的安慰。
And He's very touched.
因众圣徒的心，从你得了畅快。
And because of your love has given me great joy and encouragement.
在这里，保罗肯定腓立门的爱心、信心。
So, Paul is affirming Philemon and praises him.
一直是当时的教会都大家都能够得到益处。
So that during that time, the church can all benefit from that.
那么保罗为什么这样说呢？当时的腓立门到底做了什么？
So why does Paul say that? What has Philemon done in that time?
但如果你去查考圣经，好像查不到很细节的腓立门当时做了什么。
When you look into the Bible, it doesn't specifically say what exactly Philemon did.
其实这个答案在圣经中可以找到的。
But you can actually do find it in the Bible.
那么我们现在留意第二节的最后六个字。
So let us pay attention to verse second, the second verse, the last couple words.
第二节的最后六个字，你们来读，这是哪几个字？
May you guys read the last six Chinese characters.
在你家的教会。
It says in the church that meets in your home.
这里有个背景，我们可以去 聆听大家去听我解释。
So there's a background story for this, and I ask you guys to pay attention here.
菲利门是哥罗西的一个有钱的人。
So Philemon is a wealthy man in Colossae.
他家里是有奴隶的。
He has slaves.
有一天，他因听见保罗所传的福音，就接受了耶稣做他的救主，生命的主。
One day he heard Paul sharing the gospel about Jesus Christ, and he believed.
信主之后的腓利门在真道上非常的追求。
So Philemon was very seeking after God's words.
本着他对神的当权的信心。
And because of his pure faith towards Christ.
引发他爱心的行动。
He brought up his love, his actions through love.
开放自己的家作为教会。
He opened his home to be a church.
让当时的当地的那些的基督徒都可以到他的家里一同来聚会，一同来学习神的话语。
So that the Christians during that time can come to his house, learning about God's word.
因为他有钱，他可以不单提供这个场地，而且可以用物质上能够招待凡来到他家里敬拜神的人。
And because he's wealthy, he's able to accept people into his house and be able to generously provide for the people.
就是在腓利门的时代，这个贫富差距跟今天一样，也是很大的。
So during that time, the poor versus rich, there's a drastic difference.
有人是非常的富有。
Some are very wealthy.
有人穷到一个地步，要卖身为奴。
Some others were so poor they have to prostitute.
所以当时有许多的贫穷的人。
So there's a lot of poor people.
但是他可以凭着信心，能够为弟兄姊妹摆上。
But he's willing to offer himself up through faith.
以致呢，使众人在基督里同得益处。
So that all the Christians can benefit in God.
我接触过许多的基督徒。
I have encountered a lot of Christians.
我发现有些基督徒非常的慷慨，非常的有爱心。
I know a lot of Christians are very generous, very kind.
他甚至会凭着信心说，我的就是你的。
Some have faith enough, bold enough to say, whatever is mine is yours.
但是有些基督徒呢，非常的吝啬、小气的，我的就是我的。
Some other Christians are very self-protecting. They'll say, whatever's mine is mine.
当然，有时候你会发现，有些基督徒嘴上很属灵、很爱主的。
And also, you see a lot of Christians who speak a lot about love.
也很有爱心的。
And have a lot of love.
但是只停留在嘴巴上。
However, it only stops right at the lips.
那我也发现许多有一些基督徒啊，真的是愿意为弟兄姊妹摆上的。
But I also know a lot of Christians who are really truly willing to lift up for brothers and sisters.
有一天，有个基督徒进入他教会的厕所。
So one time, a Christian went into a bathroom in the church.
他发现教会的厕所很脏。
He noticed that the bathroom is really dirty.
我们知道，如果我们中间爱干净的人，如果看到这个厕所很脏，他是很烦的。他是很不舒服的。
So some of you who are clean freaks, when you go into a dirty bathroom, you're really repelled against it.
但是他可以有两个选择。
So he had two options. He or she had two options.
第一个选择就是掉头就走，然后大声的让这个上个厕所，谁上过这个厕所，上一个人是谁。
So he had the first thing is to walk away from it and then yell who used the bathroom previously.
或者说这个教会打扫的人是谁？为什么没有清理干净
？Or say that who's the cleaning person for the bathroom？
另一个选择，他看到就是他中奖了，他就是帮他清理一下。
So the second option is, he saw this, he basically won a lottery, he can clean it.
这样免得第一对他有没有益处啊？免得被别人误会。刚刚我看到你从厕所出来，为什么这么脏
？Because if he doesn't clean it, somebody accuse him of using the bathroom and not clean it.
第二个就是很多的人因着他这样子的愿意的摆上，使很多下一个进到厕所的人心情也愉快一点。
So because of what he chose to do in a second option, other people can benefit from it.
就是要在主里同得益处，我们要从小事上摆上开始，你们阿门吗
？So when you want to benefit in the Lord together, we have to do from little things. Do you amen to that?
记得曾经有一个基督徒姐妹。
So there was, I remember a couple years ago, there was a Christian sister.
有一天，她主动的跟牧师说， 教会团契的下一个月可以在我家里举行。
She was talking to the pastor and saying, "Oh, the next week, next month fellowship, we can have it in my house."
到时候我会预备食物招待大家的。
I will prepare food for everybody.
牧师登了，高不高兴啊
？Wouldn't the pastor be very happy about that?
然后呢，就邀请大家呢，一定要去啊。
So the pastor was inviting everybody to go, encouraging everyone to go.
当晚，牧师也带了很多的人到那个姐妹家里参加团契。
So the pastor also himself brought a lot of people to the sister's house for fellowship.
牧师看到这么多的人来啊，很高兴的。
So the pastor saw so many people coming, he was really excited and happy.
可是好景不长，这个当时牧师的心情好像三四月的天气啊，说变就变。
However, pastor's mood all of a sudden changed, like the season in March and April.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为牧师看到那个姐妹说预备的食物大概够十个人吃。
Because you can see, even though the sister said she will provide food, she only prepared enough for like 10 people.
饮料不够八个人喝。
Drinks not enough for 8 people.
然后呢，看到这个主人家面对这么多的人来到他的家里，他居然不主动打电话去 order 食物或者买一些饮料回来。
And the sister didn't even think to order food or any more drinks for so many people coming.
我也记得有一天在教会的团契结束的时候
，I remember one time after fellowship ended in church，
我就。这个要求一位年轻的弟兄，他开车的。我说你顺便带其他两位回家。
I asked the brother to take two people from the fellowship home.
当然那天人也多，我也负责带几个回家。
There was a lot of people that time, so I also had to send people home.
当我要求这个弟兄的时候，他怎么回应我
？When I asked the brother, you know what he said?
牧师啊，我车里没有了。
He says, "Oh, pastor, I don't have any more gas in my car."
我说这个。加油站附近就有啊。
I said, "Oh, there's a gas station nearby."
他说我没有钱。
He says, "I don't have any money."
哎，你们觉得开车的人，你的车会没有油了，你会没有带钱，你没有 credit card 吗
？I ask you, if you don't have any gas in your car, you have a car. Wouldn't you bring a credit card on you to pump gas?
今天很多的人啊，是不愿意为弟兄姊妹摆上。
There's a lot of brothers and sisters who are not willing to offer up for one another.
但也有很多。正面的例子。
But there's also positive examples as well.
我认识一个教会的他们的同工。
I know a coworker from a different church.
那教会蛮大的。
That church is fairly big.
最近他们造了一个很大的教堂，可以容纳800人。
They opened a new church building, able to have 800 people for service.
他们原来一直在一个的这个 hotel 聚会的。
They used to have service in a hotel.
但是他们弟兄姊妹为了教会的发展都愿意奉献。
And the brothers and sisters willing to sacrifice for building up the church.
有人为了建教会，把自己几十年前结婚的戒指都拿出来奉献卖掉。
Some even gave up their wedding bands so that they can get money to purchase the church.
有人为了使教会的天花板装得更漂亮，把自己家里那些专业涂金的天花板都拿出来贴到教会的上面。
Someone to have a better ceiling for the church, they bought the very good material from their own home for the church.
最近他们教堂造好了。
Recently, the church is built.
有一位姐妹来到了教会的地下室，看到地下室还是水泥地。
She sees that the one sister came to the church, noticed that the basement is still concrete.
他就有感动说，到我的这个的这个材料店里啊，去帮瓷砖，需要多少都帮走，免费的。
And then she says you can go to her business and bought tiles for the floor.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到今天呢、啊，当一个人真的愿意为基督做的时候，摆上的时候，不当自己的益处，弟兄姊妹会不会因此在主里同得益处啊？
When you see that brothers and sisters are willing to offer up, when you see everyone else would benefit, you yourself will benefit as well.
最近我教会里有个姐妹得了癌症。
So one of the sisters in the church was diagnosed with cancer.
医生说她会这个随时会过去了。
Doctor says she will go any moment.
说她很年轻，才57岁。
She's fairly young. She's only 57.
弟兄姊妹。都纷纷去医院探望他。
So brothers and sisters in the church pay visit to her in the hospital.
但有人是有些虽然是基督徒，他也蛮紧张的。我要去看这些人，他会胆怯的。
Even though as Christians, some people when they go visit cancer patients, they're very frightened.
有人去看望他，可能是远远的看看，不敢去跟他握手，不敢这个为他按手祷告。
Some will be very scared. They'll just watch from afar instead of going forward, giving her handshake or lay hands to pray for her.
但是有人就非常的有信心的。
Some others have a lot of faith.
他可以触摸他的。
They're willing to touch her.
他说他脚很痛，他可以帮他抚摸的，他会帮他。
She says her leg is in pain, so others will go ahead and touch and rub it for her.
甚至有人可以留在医院整个晚上陪他的。
Some even stay overnight in the hospital to be with her.
我们说，当一个有信心的人能够为其他的弟兄姊妹摆上的时候。
When a brother or sister has enough faith, willing to offer up others, we can see that both parties can benefit in the Lord.
这个癌症的姐妹，因着有弟兄姊妹这样的爱心、信心的摆上，她会心会得安慰啊。
So the sister who has cancer, when others are willing to offer up, she will feel comforted.
我们知道，当一个人得了癌症，不管是他的本人还是他的家属，会有负面，会有软弱。会有灰心的时候。
Whoever has cancer or diagnosis, whether the person themselves or the family, will be weak, will feel stressed by it.
当一个姐妹愿意能够这样子为她祷告，愿意留在医院整夜照顾她。
When another sister or brother are willing to stay over in the hospital to care for her.
可以兼顾这个软弱的姐妹，可以兼顾这个软弱的家庭。
You can strengthen the faith in the person who is diagnosed as well as her family.
虽然我们为她祷告，
even though we pray for her,
求神医治，
seek God's healing.
但主权在神，能不能医治那是神的事情，会不会医治她是神的事情。
However, whether she can be healed or not, it's all up to God.
但有人愿意在主里为她摆上的时候，
but when whoever is willing to offer themselves up in the Lord.
无论他会过去了，或者得到了医治
，In the end, whether she's healed or she passes,
都可以得到益处的。
Everyone can be benefited.
因为离世建筑好的无比，离开世界建筑好的无比。
Because leaving this world, seeing the Lord is wonderful.
如果神接受他的灵魂，那在不说神医治他，那么成为很好的见证。
However, if Lord heals her, she will be a great testimony for others.
另一方面，从这个为这个癌症病人摆上的姐妹。
On the contrary, the sister who offers herself up for this cancer,
也可以得益处的。
Can receive benefit as well.
因为生命是有限的。
Because life is limited.
不是每一个人可以到八十、一百才过去的。
Not everyone can live up to 80.
当我们今天去医院探望一个病殃殃、快不行的人，
When you go to the hospital visiting someone who's about to pass,
我们可以思想的有一天，我也会躺在这个病床上，我可能我的明天也会不在了。
We'll be reminded that one day we will be in the hospital bed. We will be passing as well.
那么无形中会激励我，提醒我，我需要多做主工，我需要预备自己建筑，我需要警醒。
It will remind us and encourage us to do God's work as soon as possible.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵借着保罗在这里告诉我们。
So the Holy Spirit, through Paul, says this.
本着信心摆上，我们就可以在主里同得益处。
When we offer ourselves up in faith, we'll be able to benefit in the Lord.
保罗不但称赞这个腓利门。
Not only did Paul praise Philemon.
其实在主里凭着信心摆上，不是腓利门的专利。
It is not something that's exclusively for Philemon.
你我都可以的。
You and I can also offer up.
我们今天可以摆上自己，是你我他。都可以得益处的。
This day we can offer ourselves up so that you, her, and everyone can benefit.
在教会里，是我所在的教会里有这个探访的团队。
So in our church we have a visitation team.
我们星期二固定早上先有在有团契，然后午饭之后出去到软弱有病的人家里探访。
Every Tuesday, we have fellowship together in the morning, and then we have lunch. In the afternoon, we'll go visit families who are sick or weak, etc.
有人呢，虽然工作很忙
，Some are very busy with work，
但是他想到今天有这么多软弱的肢体，需要人的帮助，需要人的带导，需要人去看管他。
However, they know that there's brothers and sisters who are weak, needing visitation, needing help.
他也抽空在星期二的晚上参与这样的一个服事。
And they are willing to set time apart to enjoy this fellowship, to enjoy this visitation.
这样是这些软弱的肢体在主里得到坚固。
So that the weaker bodies in the fellowship can be strengthened.
曾经有一个姐妹带着两个孩子从国内来。
So there was once a sister that brought her two kids from China.
叔叔来到了纽约，人生地不熟，她虽然愿意去教会，但是不知道怎么走。
Even though it was her first time in the U.S., even though she wants to go to church, she doesn't really know how to get there physically.
就打电话给我。
So she called me.
我就打电话给住在她附近的一个弟兄，他是开车，我说你能不能每个星期天去载他们三个人一起到教会。
So I called up a brother who lived near her, asking him if he's willing to pick the three of them up for church every Sunday.
那个弟兄接到我的电话，很爽快的就答应了。
That brother was willing to accept immediately the moment I call.
这样是这个家庭跟他在主里同得益处。
So the family can, the family and the brother himself are able to benefit in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以在主里同得益处的。
Brothers and sisters, we can benefit in the Lord together.
问题是我们肯凭着信心摆上吗
？But the question is, are we willing to offer up in faith?
我们今天是为主摆上的。
Today we're offering up for the Lord.
无论你为主摆上多少
，Doesn't matter how much you're willing to offer up.
只要你尽所能的靠着主摆上。
But if you are entrusting and willing to give in the Lord,
你我他都可以在主里同得益处。
You and I all can benefit in the Lord.
你们阿门吗
？Do you amen to that?
说阿门的人跟你旁边的人说，你要本着信心摆上。
If you
跟你旁边的人说
，You have to say to each other, offer up in the faith.
我们每一次，我们都也可以因着主同得益处的。
We will all benefit in the Lord together.
无论顺境逆境，我们都可以得益处的。
Whether it's good, smooth sailing or in difficult times.
我们不要小看自己。
Don't look down on ourselves.
因为神可以借着渺小的我们，使很多人在主里同得益处的。
Because God can use the little us to benefit each other in the Lord.
根据这段经文，我们思想第二方面。
So through the passage, we'll go on to second point.
如何在主里同得益处呢
？How to benefit in the Lord?
凭着爱心要求。
That is ask through love.
第八、第十节，保罗继续对腓利门说。
Verse 10, Paul continued to speak to Philemon.
我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何以的事。
Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do.
像我这有年纪的保罗
yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love.
现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的
And it is that none other than Paul, an older man.
您可凭着爱心求你
Rather ask you through love.
就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你
And that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains.
保罗本来有资格可以吩咐腓利门这样做的。
Paul has authority to order Philemon to do certain things.
因为保罗是像一个属灵的父亲。
Because Paul is like a spiritual father.
腓利门曾经受过保罗许多的恩惠。
Because Philemon has accepted a lot of blessings from Paul.
保罗说：“你腓利门曾经都亏欠我。”
Paul says, "Philemon, you yourself owed me."
但是保罗情愿 凭着爱心求腓利门。
However, Paul is willing to appeal to Philemon in love.
讲到这里，可能有人会问了。
When I stop here, people might ask.
安尼西姆到底是何许人也
？Who is Onesimus?
指的保罗这样子的做。
That Paul is willing to do, willing to appeal to Philemon.
其实安尼西姆只是一个无名小卒。
Onesimus is a nobody, basically.
他没有什么身份地位的。
He has no status.
他是腓利门家里的一个奴隶。
He is a slave of Philemon.
而且是曾经偷了主人的家的东西，逃离了主人家。
He actually stole things from Philemon and ran away from the home.
他逃到了这个罗马，然后遇见了保罗。
He ran to Rome and he saw Paul.
因听见保罗向他传的福音，信了耶稣。
And he believed in Jesus Christ because Paul was preaching the gospel.
根据当时罗马的律法。
According to the law of during the time for Romans.
奴隶是主人的财产。
Slaves are an estate of the owner.
是一件活的工具。
They are considered a life instrument.
可以说不算是一个人。
You can consider them not as humans.
一旦奴隶要逃离这个奴隶主的时候
，When the slave runs away from the owner，
那是一个很大的罪。
It is considered a big sin。
如果有人私自窝藏这个逃离奴隶家的这个奴隶，也是有罪的。
And whoever hides the runaway slave is also considered a great sin。
一旦这个逃奴被主人抓到啊，可以处死他的。
And whenever the slave is caught。The slave can be put to death.
因此，保罗不得不打发和安尼西姆回到腓利门的家里。
So therefore, Paul has to send Onesimus back to Philemon.
同时，保罗有一点不放心，所以呢，不得不为这个安尼西姆求情。
And Paul was not completely satisfied, and he's worried for Onesimus. Therefore, he wrote the letter.
在这段的经文里面，我们如果用心去思考，就可以明白很清楚。
When we concentrate in this passage, we'll be able to understand.
保罗就是要求腓利门放弃自己的利益和权利。
Paul is asking Philemon to let go of his authority, let go of his rights.
不单单是放过这个在人看来该死的安尼西姆。
Not only to let go of Onesimus, who deserved to die.
而且呢，看他主弟兄。
And also view him as a brother in Christ.
那么保罗为什么这样的要求腓利门呢
？Then why does Paul ask Philemon to do such thing？
十一节这里讲得清楚，他从前与你没有益处。
Because it says, even formerly he was useless to you.
但如今与你我都有益处。
But now he has become useful both to you and to me. Verse 11.
为什么都有益处了？
Why is he useful now?
因为现在这个安尼西姆是主内的弟兄了。
Because now Onesimus is a brother in Christ.
耶稣基督已经赦免了他的罪。
Jesus Christ has forgave his sins.
而且现在这个安尼西姆是我保罗信上的人。
And Onesimus now is someone in heart of Paul.
他曾经离开你，但是现在你可以永远得着他了。
He once left you, Philemon, but now you can have him forever.
他曾经是你带来的损失，但现在可以使你得到益处了。
He made you lack something, but now he's able to benefit you.
保罗凭着爱心要求。
Through love and faith, Paul is able to ask Philemon.
保罗不是用命令，但是凭着爱心要求。
Paul is not asking in authority, but asking in love.
而且他说的非常重要，是六节之后，不单是按照我说的，按照肉体说，也是照主说的。
And Paul is saying he's not asking.For himself, but asking in the Lord.
也就是我保罗，虽然是出自我保罗的口这句话，但是是圣灵借着我说的。
Paul says, even though it's said through me, however, it's through the Holy Spirit coming out of me.
保罗的意思说，你要凭爱心放过他。
Paul is saying you have to let go of Onesimus. Because he's saying Onesimus now can benefit you in the Lord.
但在人看来就是明摆着就是让腓利门失去了很多。
From the human point of view, it seems like Philemon has lost a lot.
因为曾经被安尼西姆拿走偷走的东西就不能再计较了。
Because the things that has been stolen by Onesimus, you cannot really count on it.
那么现在的安尼西姆如何使腓利门在主里得到益处呢？
How can Onesimus benefit Philemon in the Lord?
我们知道这个腓利门当时是哥罗西教会的领袖。
We know that Philemon was a leader in the church of Colossae.
你们觉得做领袖的容易吗？
Do you think it's easy to be a leader?
领袖是不是常常是透明的？
Aren't leaders always...
领袖是不是常常要体会基督的心肠，彰显基督的爱呀？
Don't leaders have to share God's love and able to express?
我们都知道，若可能啊，神啊，你让我每一天善人相逢，恶人远离。
You ask Lord to have nice people come toward you, and then bad people walk away.
我如果你每天这么真的这么祷告，每天神也听你祷告，我告诉你的生命不会成长的。
If you pray like that every day, and that God allows that, then you won't be able to grow.
我告诉你，神有时候有意无意的把一个很恶的人，是你带来损失的人，不可爱的人放在你的身边。
God deliberately actually put people that are not lovable, who are very against you, in your life.
其实是在操练你的生命。
That is to train you up, train your life.
爱可爱的人，我们用自己的爱就可以了。It's
really easy to love somebody who is lovable with our own love.
爱那个不可爱的人，我们里面没有这个东西呀，除非我们自己能够成长了，得到了神的爱，才能够彰显出来。Loving
someone who is not lovable, it had to come from God, and come through go throughout us.
这个安尼西姆现在回去是给你腓利门一个机会。
So bring Onesimus back to Philemon. It's actually a good thing for Philemon.
如果你照着我保罗的意思去做，你就是一个领袖的领袖。When
you do what I say, as Paul say, you will be a leader of leaders.
领袖不单单是有认识神的知识。A
leader who a leader not only knows the word Bible.
要活出神的吩咐。
But more importantly, have to live out
the Bible
and express out God's character.
是这个安尼西姆曾经很坏。
Yes, this Onesimus was terrible back in the days.
但是耶稣已经放过他了。But
God has forgave him.
现在让你腓利门有机会效法耶稣，也放过这个人。Now
giving you a chance to follow Christ's step and forgive Onesimus as well.
保罗为什么这样的要求呢？
Why does Paul say such things?
因为他是一个凭爱心行事的。Because
Paul is someone who does things in love.
他曾经爱哥罗西的教会，包括爱腓利门。Paul
loved the Colossae church. He also loved Philemon.
他一直是爱人，爱不爱的人。He
continuously loved people who are not lovable.
有没有发现今天呢？有人呢，今天你需要钱，找他借钱，他有钱，他不会借给你。Do
you know people who have a lot of money, and when you need money, you're asking them for money, they will say no.
但另一个人去跟他借钱，他就给他。However,
another person asked the same person for money, is willing to give.
为什么？
Why is that?
我们说 credit 很重要。Because
we say it's really good to have good credit.
你凭什么要求别人？
Why do you ask for money?
因为你曾经有好的信用。
Because you had a good background, good credit in the past, basically.
或者你曾经给他带来很多的好处，今天你要求他，他应该会答应你的。
And because you have benefited them in the past, so therefore when you're asking for something, they're willing to give back, basically.
你会发现有些人总是要求别人，想从别人身上得到一些东西的。
You can see some people are asking others because they want to benefit themselves.
有些人总是去奴役别人的。
And there's others who are willing to give themselves up for others.
但是今天我们如果像保罗那样，我先
为了别人的好处，我摆上了。
If you want to be like Paul, because of wanting to benefit others, willing to sacrifice yourself up first.
我这样的要求不单单是为这个安尼西姆，也是为了你腓利门在主里的生命更加丰盛得到益处的。
What Paul's doing here, not only for Onesimus that he can be with Philemon, he's also helping Philemon so that he can be lifted up and grow in the Lord.
今天有很多的人啊，真的是生命很苦的，没有喜乐。
There's a lot of people these days that does not have joy, very bitter.
为什么？
Why?
因为他里面不能放过别人，他心里不可能放过别人。
Because in their heart, they're not willing to forgive others.
曾经有一对夫妻起了纷争。
So there was a couple back in the days that were having arguments.
这妻子的伤心之余打电话给牧师。
The wife called me in the midst of her sorrow.
控告她的丈夫。
And was blaming and rebuking the husband.
所以有时候做牧师的也无奈了，自己事情要做很多，但是有人会打电话给你讲很多废话。
As a pastor, it's really difficult sometimes. You have a lot of things, biblical stuff to worry about, but then when people talk to you and they give you random stuff,
你也无法把他电话挂掉。
You can't really hang up on them.
所以你要乖乖的听他向你倒苦水。
You have just to sit there and listen to them pouring their bitter waters to you.
当姐妹这个苦水倒完了，她会舒服一点。
After the sister sharing her thoughts, she will be a little bit more comforted.
然后牧师看这个姐妹心情平静一点了，就在电话上劝勉她说：“某某人啊，你要放过你的丈夫，你要为他祷告。”
So as pastor, after hearing her thoughts, having her calm down, the pastor says, sister, you have to forgive the husband. You have to pray for him.
你整天这个把他关在你心里的监牢里，你累不累啊？
When you have him controlled in the little prison in your heart, aren't you tired of this?
你晚上看看枕边的人，他睡得很香，但是你要帮他审判他，你累不累啊？
When you see the person next to you sleeping so peacefully and you want to judge him, wouldn't you feel tired of this?
好不好？借着祷告，无条件的赦免他。
Can we forgive him through Christ?
那个姐妹听我这么一说，她说：“我是一个人啊，牧师啊，我做不到。”
The sister was very furious and was like, "I'm a human. I cannot do such thing."
然后把电话挂掉了。
And she hung up on me.
然后我一边要挂上电话，一边自言自语的说
：“So as I was hanging up, I was talking to myself."
她真是苦啊，谁能救她脱离这屈死的身体？
She is so bitter. Who can save her from this such bitterness?
谁能够救她脱离这屈死的身体啊
？Who can?
借着耶稣基督可以了。
Through Jesus Christ.
神真的可以救我们脱离这个屈死的身体吗
？Can Jesus really take us out of this dying body?
那我们要去实行。
We have to go and do such thing.
我不知道你们有听过，我常常听过有人向我抱怨。
I don't know if you heard other people complain to you. I have for sure.
有人数落自己的配偶。
Some complain about their partners.
有人批评自己的婆婆。
And some complain about their in-laws.
有人这个讨厌自己的孩子不乖。
Some don't like their children who are not behaving.
但是我凭着神告诉大家。
Through God, I want to say this.
你的配偶绝对不是最理想的。
Your partner is never the ideal one.
你的公婆也绝对不是最理想的。
In-laws are definitely not the most ideal.
你的儿子、女儿也绝对不是最棒的。
And your children are never the best.
你教会里的牧师，甚至热心的同工，也不是最理想的。
The pastors and the co-workers are not the most ideal either.
夫妻之间的矛盾是正常的。
Arguments amongst couples, it's very common. It's fine.
婆媳之间的不和也难免。
The disagreement between in-laws you cannot walk away from.
亲子之间的关系紧张也是很难避免的。
And you cannot avoid the conflicts between children and parents.
我们不要常常去数落、去命令要他改变。
Let us not pinpoint others to ask them to change.
我们先让神来改变。
We ask God to change ourselves first.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God for help.
使我们效仿保罗那样子。
So that we can be like Paul.
今天，如果我们都像保罗那样子，要求腓利门的时候， 让腓勒门提醒腓勒门，你都欠我的。
We have to be like Paul, to reminding, like Paul reminding Philemon that he still owes Paul.
然后要求他能够恩待这个不该的人。
Therefore, asks Philemon to forgive Onesimus, who is not lovable.
那么你就可以得益处了。
Therefore, you yourself will be able to benefit, and others can benefit too.
我们都知道大家都得益处，对不对？
We know that everybody can benefit in that.
问题，谁先走一步？
So the question is, who makes the first move?
谁愿意让基督的爱充满他？
Who is willing to let God's love fulfill themselves?
谁愿意用基督的心、用基督的眼、用基督的手来对待身边那些不可爱的人？
Who is willing to let God's love, God's hand, to care for those who are not lovable around you?
今天在我们的周边有许多的人需要主的爱。
There's a lot of people around us who needs God's love.
需要你从主来的饶恕对待他。
And needs the forgiveness from the Lord through you.
当你愿意帮助别人的时候。
When you're willing to help others.
当你愿意放过别人的时候。
When you're willing to forgive others.
其实无形中神先建立你的生命。
In behind the scene, God is training you up first.
其实在婚姻中的夫妻就像跷跷板。
In a marriage couple, their relationship is like a seesaw.
因为知道跷跷板这中间有一点，然后呢有一条板，两边只要一边动，另一边一定动的。
You see that like a seesaw, there's a middle point, and then you have the bar. Whichever side moves first, the other side will.Move.
很多的人呢、啊，无论是教会里弟兄姊妹关系讲，还是夫妻的关系紧张，婆媳的关系紧张，总是觉得我没有错，都是他的错。
Every time there's a conflict, whether it's in church, in family, or in-laws, everybody always say that I'm not at fault. It's the other person who's at fault.
他需要悔改，他需要改变。
They need to change.
不是我。
They need to change. They need to forgive, not me.
其实很多的时候啊，我们都是看别人呐、啊。看得清楚不对的地方，看得自己呢是满点的。
When a lot of times when you see others, you can see their problems, their issues very clearly, but you cannot see your own problems.
纵然你真的像你所说，都的没有错，都是他的错。
But even if you do not have any problem, it's all the other person's fault.
但是你能不能像保罗那样子，有一个不可爱的弟兄，你可以因着你使他能够在主里得益处？
But can you be like Paul, forgiving the unlovable, so that they and you can benefit in the Lord?
我们在基督里不能独善其身的。
In the Lord, we cannot walk on our own.
我们常常需要牺牲的。
Oftentimes, we have to sacrifice.
我们要常常彰显基督的爱的。
We have to express God's love.
我们要常常能够使别人觉得亏欠我们才是对的。
We have to oftentimes make others feel like they owe us something.
那么你就可以到处可以在主里使自己跟别人同得益处。
In that sense, you and the other person can both benefit in the Lord.
保罗可以在虽然当时他在监狱里面，但是他听到腓利门对基督、对众圣徒的爱心、信心大得畅快。
Even though Paul was in the prison, he was very joyful and encouraged by Philemon because of his love and his faith towards other Christians.
所以我们也可以。
So therefore, we can do the same.
不管环境如何。
Doesn't matter what our environment is.
但是你可以在基督里投教别人与你同得益处的。
You can help others and yourself benefit in the Lord together.
很多的时候啊，我们总觉得在顺境中我就可以得益处。
A lot of times you think that in the smooth sailing you're able to benefit.
其实在逆境中同样可以使你得益处的。
But actually in the midst of difficulties,You can benefit as well.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为圣经应许的嘛。
Because God, the Bible promises such thing.
万事都互相效力，叫谁的益处啊？
Everything works.
叫谁的益处啊？
For what? For who?
叫爱神的人的益处。
For those who love God.
今天不单单是一句话，我们说可以在益处，但是我们必须要把这句话行出来，实行出来，才能够让你我他在基督里同得益处。阿门。
We cannot just read the word. We actually have to put in ourselves and do the word in order to be able to benefit.
很多人都知道我们需要实行神的话，实行主的吩咐。
We all know that we have to do God's words, actually do it.
问题是我们就 信主好久了就苦主不前，就是走不出来，就是写不出来。
But after believing for so long, we kind of get stuck and not able to actually go forward.
凭着爱心要求非常的重要。
Through faith, love is very important.
我们不能自私的要求。
We cannot ask selfishly.
我们不能只损人利己的要求。
We cannot ask others to sacrifice in order for
us to benefit. 保罗为了让所罗门能够照着他的吩咐去行，他说：“啊，你心目曾经欠你的都归在我的身上账上，我可以付给还给你。”
Paul wants Philemon to count everything towards him, whatever Onesimus has done, every deed be count towards Paul.
而且他签字的，这是我保罗亲笔写的。
And he says, "I, Paul, wrote this personally."
今天在教会里面，我们弟兄姊妹之间，我们真的需要效法保罗那样子，凭着爱心来要求。然后呢，我愿意不计一切的代价，只要你愿意放过某某人。
We have to be like Paul, willing to give up all ourselves so that the other Philemon, willing to forgive Onesimus, willing to give up everything for the other person.
这样，那么保罗的益处，这个哥罗西教会的人在主里的益处，腓利门的益处，爱你心目的益处，甚至今天我们读到这卷经文的人，是不是也可以得益处啊？
So not only did Paul benefit.Not only did Onesimus, the Colossae church, and Philemon was able to benefit, we, whoever read this passage, is able to benefit as well. Now let us focus on the third point.
In the 盼望期待
And that is look forward in hope.
二十节，兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你的敞快。
Verse 20, I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord.
并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。
Refresh my heart in Christ.
二十一节，我写信给你，深信你必顺服。
Confident of your obedience, I write to you. Verse 21.
知道你所要行的比过于我所说的。
Knowing that you will do even more than I ask.
二十二节，此外，你还要给我预备住处。
And verse 22, and one thing more, prepare a guest room for me.
因为我盼望借着你们的祷告，必蒙恩到你们那里去。
I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers.
这里两次提到望，一次提到盼望。
So in here, it mentioned about wish twice, and then hope in one time.
保罗不是空盼望。
Paul is not hoping aimlessly.
保罗知道，这个安尼西姆从主人腓利门的家里逃出来。
Paul knows and understands Onesimus running away from the master's house.
然后就这么巧，就在罗马碰到了保罗。
Coincidentally, Onesimus met Paul in Rome.
而且呢，真的信了主耶稣了，而且成为一个非常热心爱主的弟兄了。
Believed in Christ and became a brother who is actively serving.
然后这个腓利门跟保罗的关系又这么近。
And the relationship between Paul and Philemon is very close.
因此他绝对的相信这件事出于主的，出于神的。
Paul truly believes that this thing happened because of God.
为了叫众人在主里同得益处的。
The reason is that everyone in the Lord can benefit.
所以他相信神一定要带领这件事，促成这件事的能够完美的结局。
So Paul believes that God is the perfect planner that will allow this to occur.
保罗是因着盼望而期待。
Paul have expectations due to hope.
那么保罗的盼望有没有实现呢？
But did Paul's expectation
有没有实现呢？
Yes or no?
实现了。
It did occur.
如果没有实现，就不会记录下来。
Because if it didn't occur, it wouldn't have been recorded in the Bible.
这个腓利门照着保罗所做的、所说的做了。
Philemon did what Paul asked.
我们看到一个。很坏的人，一个无望的人，在基督里有了盼望， 在基督里同得益处。
We know that someone who is terrible, who is hopeless, in the Christ, in the Lord, was able to become, become good and have hope.
这里也同时告诉我们。
And at the same time, it's also telling us.
这样，今天在我们身边有许多人，你认为他不可爱的。
Even though there's a lot of people around you who you think is not lovable,
你认为他像刺猬一样会刺伤你的，或者曾经刺伤你，不会再给你带来什么好处的。
They might have hurt you in the past and might not be able to benefit you.
但是我们要知道，只要他在主里，他迟早会使你我的益处。
But we have to understand that as long as they're in the Lord.They will benefit you and I in the future. What we have to do,
我们要带着盼望，等待，期待。
What we have to do is to look forward and hope.
有时候我们可能看这个人，其实我们真的是不看好他。
Sometimes when we see a person, you really don't have any expectations for them.
但是你要知道，神有大能。
But you have to understand, God is Almighty God.
你要做该做。
You just have to do what you have to do.
你不是跟这个不可爱的人曾经伤害过你的人保持距离，你乃是能够放过他，而且主动为他祷告。
You have to forgive that person who has hurt you in the past and pray for them.
如果一个人真的愿意常常跟神建立生命的交通，
whoever is willing to have a communication with the Lord,
那么你会不一样。
You will be changed.
保罗非常厉害。
Paul is very good.
他称赞这个腓利门。
He praises Philemon.
他肯定腓利门。
He acknowledges Philemon.
然后呢，他说：“我深信你不顺服。
”He says, "I trust in your obedience."
我相信你会甘心的做过做到超过我所求的。
And he says, "I know you will do more than."What I ask.
而且呢，他还讲得清楚，你为我预备住处，我要到你那里去看的。
And he says you have to prepare a guest room for me.
换句话说，你不做都不行。
And basically saying if you can't, you don't have a choice, you have to do it.
当然，他同时也会为他祷告。
But of course, at the same time, he's going to pray.
很多的时候，我们靠自己是实在是做不到的。
A lot of times, with our own ability, we cannot do it.
但是你有没有想过？如果你对神仍然有信心，你因着神对这个人还带着期待的，那么你为他祷告的，神会行神迹的。
But you have to understand, when you have hope for that person, you have hope in God, God will perform miracle.
我记得在我所牧养的教会里面，大概这个十几年以来，有一对的夫妻常常是吵架，闹离婚的。
There's a couple in my church, for the past like ten years or so, they've been arguing and wanting a divorce.
我们原来是没有场地的，我们后来就是鼓励弟兄姊妹奉献借钱给教会造了一个新的教堂。
We didn't have any money in the past for our church, but through the offering of brothers and sisters, we were able to.
这对的夫妻闹离婚的夫妻就曾经投资了几十万给教会造教堂的。
The couple actually gave in hundreds and thousands of dollars.For the church.
然后呢，我们就让他住在教会的三楼，让他呢，他借给我们教会的钱不用利息，我们租给他也不要房租，抵消了。
So we allow them to live on the third floor of the church. Whatever the money that they put in for the church, will be cancelled out with.
他们就住在教会的楼上，应该跟神很近吧
？When they live right above the church, wouldn't they be really close to God?
他们当时他们夫妻一言不合就吵架，一吵架闹离婚。
But still, at the time, they were still arguing and wanting a divorce.
有时候夫妻为什么吵架？
Why do couples argue?
很简单，让我举个例子。
Very simple. Let me give an example.
晚饭吃好了。
After dinner.
这个妻子呢，就不管先这个拿起 iPad 就谈天说地，或者看电视。
The wife brings an iPad, start watching TV.
这个老公就很烦了，马上先清理这个桌子洗碗，我让你看。
the husband is very annoyed and was like, clean the table, clean the dishes, and then you can watch.
这个妻子呢，就是我偏不，我为什么要这样做？我等一下洗碗也可以，明天早上洗也可以啊。
And the wife complains, I can wash it later tonight or tomorrow. Why do I have to do it now?
但是她的丈夫大男人就不行，你一定要先洗。
And the husband says, no, you must do it now.
这样子呢，就针锋相对，那怎么办了？那离婚啊！
And then they argue like that. And then what can you do? Divorce.
一点半要打电话给我。
Call me at 1:30.
这个传道人要随传随到嘛。
As a preacher, you have to be on call all the time.
我说你们为什么要闹离婚呢？
And ask why do you want a divorce now? Why?
两个都说你问他。
One says, you ask her, you ask him.
不断的吵。
Continuously arguing.
不断的要闹离婚。
Continuously wanting a divorce.
他也问了他各自的问的。自己的朋友，双方夫妻双方各自的问自己的这个朋友啊、亲人啊，说，我夫妻这样的关系要不要离婚啊
？And they both asked their relatives and friends separately, with the situation, should we get a divorce?
很多人说，那就离吧，你们离吧，你这样天天吵也没有意思嘛。
A lot of people say, yeah, go ahead, get a divorce. You can't really argue every day.
但是我又问我每一次都说 no。
Every time they ask me, I say no.
我绝对不可以。
I said absolutely no.
感谢神，这个他们还听我的。
Thank the Lord, they still listen to me.
因为呢，我是按着主说的。
Because I speak through with the Lord.
按着主说的。
I speak through the Lord.
所以今天我们要带着盼望期待，我们要按着主说的，大胆的跟他说，不可以主说，不可以离婚基督徒。
We have to have hope. We have to have the Lord's word and say it to them. Say no, no divorce.
我不当每一次告诉他不可以离婚，而常常为他祷告。
Not only do I tell them no for divorce, I also pray for them.
每一次接到电话，他们夫妻闹离婚，我是随从随到的。
Every time they call me, they want a divorce, I'm always there.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神有大能。
God is Almighty.
他们没有离婚呢。
They didn't get a divorce.
而且夫妻和好了，恩爱了。
They actually got better. They.
那神用什么办法呢？
What did God do?
神让那个做丈夫的大男人主义的谦卑下来了。
God allowed the God humbled the husband down.
原来有一方愿意软下来，问题就不存在了。
When you know that one person is willing to humble themselves,
所以有句话叫
“
山不转路转”嘛，山不转路转。
Oh, there's a Chinese proverb which means if one thing happens, the other one.
就好像我们开车，明明前面撞桥了，你要开进去跳到河里啊，你绕一个道不行吗
？Just like when you
我们最终的目的不耽搁，总之还可以到达目的地嘛。
It's like when you drive, there's no road anymore. You can take a detour.
大家都是你要让，那不是僵在那里？如果我们双方都在 stop sign， 不是僵在那里啊
？It's like if you both against want to go ahead, you have to say you first, allow the other.
礼让一下不行吗
？Why can't you let the other person first？
其实有时候我们在主里啊，为了帮助别人，为了同等益处，我们要礼让的。
So in the Lord, when we want to benefit other, we have
to let them go first. 我们有人说当自己瞎子聋子的。
We have to pretend that we're blind, we're deaf.
我这样做是为了主。
We do this is for the Lord.
我这样做是为了自己的利益。
I want to benefit myself.
我这样做也是为了爱他，是他的利益。
I do such thing also to benefit.
所以那个姐妹啊，就本来是每次夫妻吵架是嚷嚷的，我就为他祷告，我说我们一起祷告好不好
？So every time they argue, I ask them, can we pray together？
刚才一分钟还这个脸都红起来，大声的嚷，在我的面前说她的老公这里不好，那里不好。
In the first minute, she was all red and arguing and upset.
但是让她软下来跟我一起祷告的时候，她会主啊，我也错了，请赦免我，我没有爱心，我没有放过我的老公，我没有在我的老公面前活出温柔。
But when we pray together, she actually humbled herself, asking the Lord for forgiveness that she's not loving the husband enough.
她先认自己的罪，然后神啊，求你借着我改变我的老公。
So she first sees her own sins and then asks God to forgive the husband as well.
主啊，你做工在我老公的身上。
Then she asks Lord to work.
我再说啊，不是。在神的面前控告老公先，在主的面前承认我的亏欠先，然后求主赦免，求主帮助我，借着我来改变我的老公。
So the first thing you have to look into yourself and ask God for forgiveness for yourself,、
这个、
and then through the Lord to ask forgiveness.
这个大能主的弟兄啊， 居然这个去年医生告诉他他的心脏上有癌细胞。
So a year ago, the doctor was the brother was diagnosed with a cancer in the heart.
有很多种类的 cancer, 但是有谁心脏可以得 cancer 的？
There's a lot of cancer types, but who has cancer in the heart?
没有听过吧？我教会里就有一个例子啊，他的心脏表面上有癌细胞哎。
That was a case in my church. He has a cancer cell on the heart.
你再强也，这个时候能不能谦卑？要不要谦卑啊
？Regardless of how powerful you are, would you humble down? He humbled down.
他神在神面前认罪，他求神医治。
He asked God for forgiveness and asked God to heal him.
本来这个妻子整天跟他吵，现在不吵了，拼命的为她老公祷告，神啊，医治，医治。
Now the wife used to argue with him. Now all she does is pray for him and ask God for healing.
感谢神啊，神医治他，现在好好的。
So thank the Lord, God healed him.
现在他们夫妻恩爱了之后，现在这个弟兄固定的到教会聚会，祷告会都每个人星期都来。
Now the husband comes to regular service and also comes to prayer meeting every week.
弟兄姊妹，在主里，我们因着盼望期待。
Brothers and sisters, we have to look forward in hope in the Lord.
你认为这个不及格的，他神可以使他及格的。
When you think this thing has not passed, God can allow it.
你认为这个不爱，神可以使他很可爱的。
When you think this person is not lovable, God will make them lovable.
问题是你在主里。对他仍然有盼望吗
？The question is, do you still have hope for the person?
你在主里对他仍然有期待吗
？Do you have hope for the person?
如果你的答案是 yes,
if your answer is yes to that,
那么你要摆上。
Then you have to offer yourself up.
你要摆上的。
You have to offer.
今天我们要在主里同等益处，我们先不考虑别人，先要考虑我。
When you want to benefit, when you all want to benefit in the Lord, you first have to look in yourself. Offer yourself up.
无论是谁，只要在主里，他可以叫你我他同得益处。Amen.
Doesn't matter who you are, you and I can all benefit in the Lord. Amen.
我们不要放弃这个人。
Do not forsake this person.
我们不可以讨厌那个不可爱的人。
You do not. You cannot dislike the person who is not lovable.
借着你我他。就是让我们同得益处的。
God uses you and I so that we can all benefit together.
但愿我们主爱之家，我们每一个家庭，每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都可以在主里同得益处。
I hope that everyone in the house of Christ's love can benefit each one another in the Lord.
我们不再计算别人的恶。
Do not focus on the person's bad.
我们不再把过去的一直记在脑海里。
Do not hold grudges in the past.
我们要对神有绝对的信心。
We have to have full faith in the Lord.
我们深信神会做工的。
We have faith that God will do the work.
愿主赐福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们都软弱。
Even though we are all weak.
不可爱。
We are not lovable.
但是你可以使我们成为可爱的。
But you make us lovable.
你可以使软弱的变成刚强。
You can make the weak strong.
你可以使我们今天众人因着你的话同蒙造就。
You can build all of us up from your words.
主啊，不但让我们今天听见你的话，也让我们能够在生活中实行出来。
Not only will we hear your words, but also apply it in our lives too.
让我们的生命成为多人的祝福。
So that our lives could be a blessing to many.
让我们众人在基督里能够一同被建立。
So that we can all be built up in the Lord.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
奉靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.